Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's all about the macro productions.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you're watching us on Rockfin or Rumble, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for your support. If you haven't rated the show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating. If you think we've earned it, we're going to fight that algorithm battle as long as we have to, which is probably going to be forever. We appreciate our sponsors. I appreciate you listening to the ad reads for my sponsors. I try to get sponsors that make sense for the show. I think that, you know, I also try to get sponsors that I use. Chemical Free Body, I've been using for 4 years. I think it's a great company. They make fantastic products. They work. They do great things for your body. If you're somebody that's been suffering with bad health, it's up to you. You just cannot outsource it to somebody else. You're going to have to get serious about it. And Chemical Free Body is a good place to start. You can find the detox bundle that they have. Start with that, man. Do 90 days of that and then talk to me. tell me how you feel. I've done it twice. I know what it'll do to me. I know what it did to me. And I didn't have weight to lose. If you're somebody that is a above your average weight and you want to clean yourself out, boy, I'll tell you, take a look at Chemical Free Body's detox bundle and you give that 90 days and you drink the drink and take the capsules in the morning and you will have results. I I have lived it with my own eyes. All right, so check it out. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. If you find something that you like, the discount code that'll save you a little bit of money on the way out is Macro. And also thanks to Legal Shield, who's been doing this sort of legal business here for 50 years in the United States and Canada. They pretty much know what they're doing by this point, and they'll get you access to an attorney for a very reasonable price, $30 a month. Doesn't get cheaper than that to get a lawyer to review your documents, to create last will and testament, medical directives, power of attorneys, all these documents that we have to have when we become adults and we don't want to do it, and nobody wants to spend money on legal documents anyway, especially things like the will. Ugh, you know, you start thinking about your own mortality, but you need to do it. I mean, you have to have that stuff just in case something weird happens and you don't make it. So you don't want the state to get involved in your affairs. Good Lord. So do this. If you're somebody that is interested in checking this out, they have a website that they built specifically for us. Don't get pushed around.com. It's the place to go to find that. The link is in the show notes. The links are for all these are at the website macroaggressions.io. You can find it all there. So take a look, see what you think. And we appreciate you supporting the sponsors. It helps to support the show. In a nod to the Thompson twins, who did it better than I could 40 years ago, lies, 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 yeah. That's the Biden. They should walk out. Joe Biden should walk out to the debate. That should be his walkout music, like he's going up to bat in Yankee Stadium. You know, just lies, lies, lies. That's all we've gotten from the Biden administration. And I will say this as a disclaimer from the beginning, we get it from every administration. It's not anything that's specific to just the Biden. It's not like the Biden administration pioneered lying in politics or anything like that. But they have taken it and made it their own. They've made their own version of it. It's quite something. You know, the lies, you ever been around somebody that is so pathological in lying that they'll like lie to you about the smallest shit that doesn't matter? I used to have a friend like that, a guy I went to high school with. He would just tell these stories about, like, dude, you know, my brother was, you remember that clothing line, Aka Joe? I'm like, yeah, of course. In the 80s, everyone had, yeah, my brother was Aka Joe. I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, all this stuff is easily fact checked. It, I understand there's like, psychological, you feel insecure about your position, and so you're lying to try and make yourself feel better. But what about the people that lie to you about what they had for breakfast? I used to know a girl like that would just lie, and you would just go, wow, if you're willing to lie to me about something as unimportant as this, like, there's no barrier, right? You lie about anything. And that's how I feel the Biden administration is. It's one thing that they're lying. You know, we expect lies. I mean, it's part of the job. But it's the way in which they lie, and it's the things that they lie about that you just think, okay, are you, what kind of, okay, let's just assume that I believe your lie on this one particular thing. Where's the victory for you in getting me to believe this? You know, like, I don't understand. It'd be one thing if you're like, oh, we have to go into Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction. Here's the yellow cake uranium. I mean, those are big, big lies, but you understand sort of the process. We need to manufacture consent to get these people to go to war against a country that didn't do anything to us. So we have to lie and do that. You at least, you don't love it, of course, but you understand it. Like, you go, oh, that's what these guys do. They lie about that. But the Biden administration's lies are so bizarre. And this push, and I think it's a good time to sort of recap it, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are terrible at running the country to the extent that they're in charge of running the country. I mean, I think we all are in agreement that they don't run much. I mean, Kamala Harris can't, they don't let her near anything for fear that she'll contaminate it with her stupidity or that it's somehow contagious. You know, I mean, they should keep her sequestered away from everybody. She's so dumb, you feel dumb after talking to her. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those situations where you just think, oh my God. I mean, I find the humor in it all. I mean, it's not fun. Like, what they've done to the country is not funny. I will say that. I mean, I do understand that there's some serious things that these lunatics have imposed over the last 3+ years. But I mean, you do have to kind of laugh at it. I mean, it is absurd. The Biden administration is the most cartoonish group out there. Just a bunch of like, listen, if you want to understand what diversity hires, you know, like that, like, oh, maybe we'll broaden our reach and we'll be a little bit more diverse in who we employ in this company that we're running, right? ABC Corporation, right? You know, XYZ Corporation. Well, let's be a little bit more diverse. When you're too diverse, you get the Biden administration, which is just a bunch of clowns, right? The guy with the fingernails, the who they did the TikTok videos with, who's running around acting extra gay and very flamboyant, and he's sticking his head in and he's going, is the president there? And you watch this and you go, what is this? Am I on drugs? I mean, I know they're spraying me. Are they spraying me with acid? Because I can't, for the life of me, understand where they're going with half of this stunning bravery that I'm seeing. And, you know, I think now's a good time to sort of recap some of it. And it's not to say that there won't be more lies. I mean, we still have a couple months left to go. I mean, once they decide to kill Biden, that'll be another lie. And then once they elevate Kamala Harris and talk about how qualified she is to be president, that'll be another lie. And then once she starts doing things and talking about how great her record is, there will be more lies. Let's not pretend like there won't be, but I got my hands full with the lies already. I mean, I took notes. I've got a bunch of papers on it. I mean, we're going to get through it. And you know, at the end, this is going to be like, it's kind of funny, kind of frustrating, you know, because it's all true. I'm not making this up. You don't have to. You don't have to. You know, there were some administrations where you're like, let's look for scandals. Let's look for things to get mad about. Like, let's invent things. This is not one of them. You don't have to pretend that the Biden administration is doing crazy things. Every day is reminding me of the George Carlin quote, when you're born in this world, you get a ticket to the circus, but when you're born in America, you get a front row seat. And if they put a fucking Ringling Brothers tent in the front yard of the White House, it would be the most appropriate thing ever, because the idea of clown world, boy, they took it to a new level. Let's start with this. Let's start with the beginning of the Biden administration. Let's start with the big lie, right, Adolf? The big lie of 81 million votes, which is totally true, and I'm sure 81 million people just up and voted for this guy. Let's start with that. I will say, till the end of time, regardless of what anybody thinks, they stole the election in 2020 for whatever reason. Whoever they wanted Biden in there to accomplish this agenda. They stole it through a variety of ways. Some of the ways in which the Democrats got extra votes was that they worked really hard to get extra votes. I don't want to discount that. They have a better ground game than the Republicans do, and it shows with stuff like this. They are so good at their ground game that they even got dead people to vote. Right. That's something. I mean, that you got a cold call. You got to make a couple cold calls to get that deal. Or, you know, you can just fudge the records and write these people in and do all that. And that's what they do. Ballot harvesting. COVID. Nobody can go vote. We're going to vote by mail. Oh, there's totally nothing sketchy about that. 3 a.m. vote spike. All goes to Biden. Vote tabulating centers putting cardboard in the windows and taping it up so that people can't watch them. All kinds of fuckery going on in Maricopa County, stuff going on in Georgia, stuff going on in Michigan, you know, the states that matter, just rampant criminality with regard to the selection. So it started with that, you know, a guy, and again, there's proof and evidence of the lies and the fraud and the criminality and the vote rigging and the Dominion systems and all of that. There's plenty of evidence of that. But on top of that, there's also the eyeball test, right? And this doesn't count in a sense that, you know, you can't really do much with it in a court of law. But I ask you, Donald Trump was pulling crowds that were 17 miles of cars waiting to get into one of his events in Arizona. Meanwhile, Joe Biden had an event in Arizona, and I counted the people that were there. There were 11. Okay. He had another event in Arizona in which the news reporter was there at the event and was totally confused, thought he had gone to the wrong place. He's like, I'm here, but there's nobody here. He's like, I thought I was at the wrong place. I double checked. I'm not. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm at the right time, right day. There's just nobody here. So Joe Biden couldn't get a dozen people to show up at an event. And you expect me to believe that he got 81 million votes? There's no universe in which that happens. I'm sorry. I'm unwilling to believe that lie under any circumstances. And so that's really kind of where I come from. That's his baseline. That's welcome to the Biden administration. We're going to start with the big lie, a huge foundational lie that we actually won the election. Now that you guys are going to have to suffer through 4 years of this horseshit, it's going to get worse. But it's perfectly on brand to steal the election and then do the sorts of things that they've done. And again, I'm so exhausted to have to do these disclaimers, but I do this only because I know that there are lots of new people joining the show. I'm not on the Trump team either. Okay. On this show, we criticize both parties. We don't like either party. They have their flaws. If I were to prioritize, like who's doing the crazier things, it's the left. It's the Democrats for sure. I cannot connect with their sort of thinking on anything. It doesn't work for me. But I've got my problems with the right too. So again, like full disclaimer, when I'm criticizing Joe Biden, believe me, I've said plenty about Trump as well. But you know, listen, we've had 1,000 days of living through Joe Biden. It hasn't gotten any better. It's only gotten worse. 4 more years of Joe Biden / Kamala and America's cooked. I mean, it might be cooked either way. I mean, let me rephrase that. 4 more years of Joe Biden / Kamala Harris or whatever that looks like is America is cooked in a microwave quicker. 4 more years of Trump and his J.D. Vance and his technocratic fashion, then America's cooked, in an oven at 425 degrees. So whatever. I mean, it's still done. I still wrote a book called The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire for a reason. You know, I mean, it's just like, how fast do you want this thing to circle the drain? Quicker? Slower? What? Do you want to plot your escape? You should. You start thinking about it. But listen, the nonstop barrage of lies laid the groundwork for a post-truth society where feelings trump facts. I'd say if you wanted to encapsulate or talk about the lies of the Biden administration and how they come up with the way they lie, it is that they have their feelings because they don't actually have any facts. We have facts. I mean, we feel a certain way because we have facts. The facts dictate our feelings on a particular topic. The left, they don't have facts. The facts don't support their way of thinking, so they've ditched them a long time ago. You know, Stunning and Brave, and everybody's trans, and trans people are totally persecuted, and trans people are totally mentally healthy, and it's reversible, and it's all these things. All those things are not facts. Those are lies. They tell themselves that because they are interested in how they feel. It doesn't matter what the facts of the situation are. It's how do you feel about the situation? That's how the left operates. Okay, so it should be no surprise that we're living in a society now where you can identify as a butterfly if it keeps you from killing yourself at recess. So that's where we are with the Biden administration. Let's talk a little bit about the media's role in this because, again, as I've said before, the media drives the getaway car on all of this stuff, be it JFK or 9/11 or COVID or the Biden administration. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. The burning house with the dog sitting in it, you know, the cartoon. This is fine. This is fine, everybody. This is fine. The media said it's fine. Rachel Maddow said it's fine. Joe Scarborough said it's fine. Joe fucking Scarborough said he's cogent. Best Biden ever. I think it's the best Biden ever. Oh, that's coming from a guy who may or may not have murdered his intern. They found her in his office. He had no explanation for it back in 2001. Joe Scarborough, what'd you do to your intern? Mika Brzezinski, what did your dad do to a bunch of kids? That's Morning Joe. They had to pull him off the air. They had to pull Morning Joe off the air after the Trump shooting, air quotes, whatever you want to call it. They had to pull the show Morning Joe, which is Joe Scarborough, intern Joe Scarborough, and Minka Brzezinski, whose dad was Zbigniew Brzezinski, he of the globalism and everything that comes along with that, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, who's driving policy for the Biden administration right now. Isn't that funny? And so they use their assets in the media to reinforce these narratives and to sell the lies to you. And Joe Scarborough staked what's left of his dwindling reputation on the fact that Joe Biden is cogent and it's the best Biden ever. Really, if this is the best Biden ever, then either you need to get your eyes checked or you're a pathological liar. So I have, as usual, I have huge problems with the media for them keeping this alive, for them keeping this going. Everybody's fine. Nothing to see here. You know, if Donald Trump was doing half of the things that Joe Biden was doing, it'd be breaking news 24/7 coverage of, you know, God forbid Donald Trump would trip going up the stairs of Air Force One. Holy shit. It'd be breaking news 24/7. You know, it'd just be everywhere. But they're more than happy to sell the propaganda to the general public. That's what they do. That's what the mainstream media is there to do, to give you a narrative and then reinforce it. But the problem is when the narrative is that Joe Biden is cogent and it's the best Biden ever, the narrative is tough to craft because most of us have eyeballs and we can watch him and we can listen to him and we can see him in the debates and we can see him glitching out and shaking hands with invisible people and shitting his pants with the Pope and not being able to find his way off the stage and not being able to deal with stairs or bicycles or anything. We have eyeballs and we have a brain and we see what's going on. And when Joe Scarborough tells you not to believe your lying eyes, you know why? It's because he's a propagandist. And that's what his job is to lie to you. And they find it very easy to do because they've had a lot of practice. Kamala Harris is beating Trump in the polls. Really? How many people did you poll? 12 people at the outside of a Democratic headquarters or something? What are you talking about here? Kamala Harris, who has a room temperature IQ, is beating Donald Trump in the polls. Good luck. I mean, if that's what you're selling, and they have to sell it, I get it. I mean, the media is not going to come out and say, oh, the fucking Kamala Harris is cooked. I mean, some people are, but they're not. It's not MSNBC and CNN and, you know, BBC, all the establishment left-leaning media retards. I say let them go. Actually, you know, the thing is that I my preference is that the media continues to do this and continues to talk about this stuff. I want the media to get behind Kamala Harris because they are staking their reputation on her. I mean, they don't have much of a reputation anyway, but it's another cul-de-sac that they're heading into and they can't seem to stop and figure it out that they're Biden's fine. He's great. Nothing to see here. He's the best Biden ever. And then you're like, oh, well, we've yanked him because he's glitching too much. And they go, oh, media goes, oh, instead it's Kamala. Best Kamala ever. She's stunning and brave. She's a girl boss. Oh, she's this, she's that. Yeah, 92% of her staff has already left because she's such a nightmare to work for because she's incompetent and mean. Great combination. She should be the president of the United States, right? So I want the media to continue talking because everybody out there that is watching this is going, really? You think Kamala Harris is going to beat Donald Trump in your polls? Remind me to never listen to your polls again. Remind me to never read your newspaper or go online to Washington Post or Wall Street Journal or whatever, or CNN.com and go read these articles. And you go, what are they talking about? Like even people that are sort of indifferent to the whole thing are like, Kamala Harris is beating Donald Trump. What planet are you on? They post this stuff on X and then get ratioed in a way that is comical. You just think, God, I mean, I guess they have to sell it because there's some low IQ morons out there that will never figure it out. And they go, Kamala Harris bought jazz records. I saw her come out of a record store and she bought jazz records. She's just like us. They told the lie about inflation. Inflation doesn't exist. Okay, fine. It exists, but it's transitory. Okay, inflation is here, but it's manageable. Okay, inflation is actually a good thing. Okay, Donald Trump did it. That's what they do when they get caught. No, it's not here. No, it's not happening. Yes, it is. No, it's not happening. Yes, it is. Okay, fine. It's happening, but it's only happening a little. No, it's happening a lot. No, it's a little. No, it's a lot. Okay, fine. It's a lot, but it's a good thing that it's a lot. And you just go, Why? How do you just keep lying? You just keep lying. Everybody knows you're lying. Everybody's laughing at you behind your back. Don't you have any self-awareness to know that the rest of the country is mocking you for these massive lies? But it's perfect. They have to lie. They have nothing to run on. We don't have a crisis at the border. We don't have a crisis. There's no crisis at the border. Okay. Maybe there's some people are crossing. Yes, maybe some people are crossing, but it's certainly not a crisis. Okay, fine. 10 million people have come across the border, but what about their feelings? Fine. We're going to let them all in and they'll vote by mail. Oh, Kamala Harris is the border czar. She's going to do a great job. She's going to be the border czar and she's going to make sure that the border, you know, is secure and all these people don't get in. 10 million people come across the border. Kamala Harris decides to run for president. Everyone says, we have questions about her role as the border czar. The media's response, she was never the border czar. I mean, it's like, you guys are so pathological. Oh, she's not the border. What about the articles that your own Axios, what about the articles that you guys wrote 3 years earlier when you described her as the border czar? And it gets thrown back in your face. They have no ability to understand that the rest of the general public is mocking them. They lie with unemployment stats. Every administration does that. But, you know, you at least sometimes they lie like within reason. The Biden administration, put in place policies that would get a bunch of people fired for not wearing masks and not having vaccines. They fired a bunch of people. And then when they rehired new people to fill those roles that were left by people that had, integrity and said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to allow you to do this. I'll let you fire me or I'll quit or whatever, or I'll sue you later, which is now happening. And all these people are winning hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars from their employers for getting terminated wrongfully, as they should sue them in court and make a bunch of money from it, punish these assholes and teach them a thing or two, right? The Biden administration, when these companies fill the positions from vaccine hesitant employees that left or were fired, the Biden administration counts that as employment growth. Like, look at all these new jobs we just created. It's not a new job, jackass. The job was there. The guy got fired because he wouldn't take your experimental vaccine. They filled him with a new guy. That's not a new job. That's replacing an existing job. How is this not understood by the administration? I understand it. I think they do too. Lying with inflation. Oh, inflation is 2%. You just go, really? Have you been to the grocery store? I know Joe Biden hasn't been in the grocery store in 40 years, but the rest of us go and we see the prices. And when you say, oh, inflation is transitory or okay, fine. Yeah, actually it's here, but it's very manageable. The answer is you're lying. You're lying. You're just not telling the truth. But again, statistics like unemployment numbers and inflation numbers, they lie about that stuff all the way. What about the winter of death? What about the winter of death? It was promised. You promised me I would die because I was unvaccinated. I was promised, threatened with a winter of death. Never came. Came for the vaccinated. Oopsie. Let me ask you this. How many times has Joe Biden taken a COVID shot? Or whatever version of Joe Biden, how many times has he gotten COVID? It's like for every shot you take, you get COVID. I'm sure he's had it 3 or 4 times. I don't know. I don't know what the math is on that. But there's a lot of people take a lot of shots and get COVID a whole bunch. Funny, it just seems to miss me. Maybe it hates my attitude. Maybe I just have my attitude is so bad that it scares off COVID. That's my vaccine. I have a bad attitude. Okay. What about Hunter Biden's laptop? What about the president of the United States who spent the 90s putting black people in prison on cocaine charges through his crime bill that he worked on with Bill Clinton to make the mandatory minimums for rock cocaine 5 years as opposed to powdered cocaine, which is not as big of a deal. Isn't it interesting that the president of the United States has a son who is on video weighing rock cocaine and smoking it with prostitutes when he's not smoking it in a Porsche driving 120 miles an hour to Vegas? This is the president's son. I asked the question, if Don Jr. was caught smoking crack with a prostitute. It would be the front page of the New York Times for the next month. Hunter Biden does it. All of a sudden, it's disinformation. It's misinformation. It's Russian information. It's 51 intelligence agents come and say that it was all part of a massive Russian disinformation. The whole Hunter Biden laptop is fake news. How'd that lie work? I mean, you have him. You have photographic evidence of Hunter Biden getting his legs rubbed by little girls. Why isn't he in handcuffs? Why aren't they going through his entire internet search history? Again, I'm no authoritarian here. But when you've got this level of hypocrisy, I wrote a book about that too, called Hypocrisy. you can't expect the general public to not recognize this and not see this double standard, to put it mildly, right? I mean, a bag of cocaine magically was found in the White House, and the media tried like hell to concoct any story that would make it somebody else's cocaine other than Hunter Biden's. And the closest they got was that maybe it was Joe's. That would explain why he sometimes yells at imaginary people and, I don't know, shuffles around. Can you imagine Joe Biden? They just got an eight ball in the Oval Office. He's just doing lines all day long. I mean, it's something. At least it'd keep him up for a while. So, yeah, it's funny what the media chooses to talk about, right? So on the one hand, they want to talk about certain things. They don't want to talk about Hunter Biden's. You know, one of the other components of this that the media just didn't want to talk about until Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into X, and then brought in Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger and a couple other, Li Fang and some other investigative journalists that wanted to take a look at the Twitter file, what they called the Twitter files, and wrote these articles over a period of a few months as they sort of dripped out. You found that the FBI was deeply involved in the social media companies, to the point where Elvis Chan was like working, like he was the FBI in San Francisco. He was so close with the people at Twitter. He was like wishing them happy birthday and stuff like that, sending them like birthday cards. So it's never good. The FBI is a domestic terrorist organization. The fact that they have a foothold in any of these social media organizations isn't surprising, of course, but you should never be okay with that. The fact that the FBI felt comfortable enough to put one of their former legal head of legal counsel is one of the high ranking guys in Twitter, and allowed him to decide what was and wasn't going to get out to the general public, that should never happen, right? And the White House's role, Joe Biden's administration's role in banning social media people, getting anything talking negatively about the vaccines banned. We had the Dirty Dozen of the alternative media that was put on a list and talked about spreading disinformation. We had the Rolling Stone articles about Joe Rogan and horse paste and all that stuff. And any time that you got critical of the vaccines on social media and you had a big enough account, the White House was going after you. So like, and then lying about it and saying that they weren't. Of course they were lying about it. It's the theme. It's the theme of this show, and it's the theme of their entire administration. So it's just endless, never-ending lies. Let's talk about the White House is sort of marrying two things at once, the Hunter Biden laptop and the Twitter files, and taking that to the next step, where they were creating the White House was instructing the FBI to reach out to the social media companies and pre-bunk information, meaning get out in advance of it because they knew it was coming. Not because, they would say, oh, it's coming, it's Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden laptop. Get out in front of that because when you hear about it, and you're probably going to hear about it, it's probably going to be the October surprise, right? When you hear about it, just know that it's a nothing burger, it's all Russian disinformation, right? So that's how... That, and that's putting your thumb on the scale of free speech inside social media platforms, which, whatever. We know there's not free speech on social media. And I've been extremely disappointed with Elon Musk. Not that I had high hopes for him at all or anything like that, but he did a lot of talking about how X is a free speech platform. And that's just not true. It's just not. It's a measurable observation. It's not my opinion on it. I can show you plenty of people that are getting banned all the time. They just kick Sputnik off of there. So that this idea that like, oh, I'm going to restore free speech to it. You didn't restore free speech to it. That's a sales pitch. It's not true. But that's Elon, and he's going to do his thing and convince you to, you know, install a brain chip in your head. Don't do that. So, again, the pre-bunking, the Hunter Biden laptop, the infiltration of social media companies, Meta, Twitter, whatever, you know, to sell the lie of Russian disinformation was so coordinated and so never-ending that it shows that there was a path from the White House directly to these social media companies, to the point where they were just sending over, they first would send over a list of like, we want a couple of these accounts sent, you know, here's a list in the email, in the body of the email, here's a list of the 12 different people that we want out of here. Then it got to the point where they were just sending Excel spreadsheets with like, all these people need to go. And it was like thousands of people. I mean, how is that not just like Pravda? So, speaking of Russia, the media's insistence on using the term unprovoked Russian invasion when discussing Ukraine, knowing full well how provoked they were by Victoria Nuland from back in 2014. So, you know, the endless lies of the Biden administration about Ukraine, their role in biolabs there that they don't want you to talk about, their role in laundering money there that they don't want, that's the biggest money washing operation on planet Earth right now is Ukraine. The role of FT and Sam Bankman-Fried in there, or scam, bank run fraud, however you'd like to refer to him, of washing money for the Democrats through Ukraine in crypto. You know, they always complain about how crypto is used by terrorists and everything. The one time it really was used by terrorists was scam, bank run fraud, when he was using it to funnel money back to the terrorists in Washington, D.C. So they are right. Sometimes crypto is used by terrorists to launder money. They're right in the sense that they were doing it in Washington, D.C. for themselves. But we're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed. The media failed to mention. They just up and forgot to mention, as they're breathlessly yelling about how everybody's a Nazi, they failed to mention that the Azov Battalion in Ukraine are actual Nazis. They just must have slipped their minds, right? It's just an empire built on lies. I mean, and again, the lies were here before the Biden administration got there. I mean, our money is a lie. Our media is a lie. That they did during in wars, the way they concoct wars and the way they try to sell you wars, that's the biggest lie, right? That's the big lie, because it ends in pools of blood, and the people that, you know, the least deserving people are the ones that are hurt the most by it. It's just, war is awful. These people talk about war like it's nothing. Joe Biden was recently talked about how I'm the first active American president to not have a single war going on right now. And it's like, he made that announcement the day after the United States bombed the shit out of Yemen. So what is that, Joe? What's that? Is that not a war? Oh, it's not a war. We have a very unusual way of looking at war. For some fucking reason, us launching missiles at people doesn't count as war. It would be war if it happened to us, I assure you. If Mexico launched a bunch of Scud missiles at Houston, and it would be war. When we do it to Yemen, it's no big deal. When we do it to when we blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, it's whatever. If they blew up our pipeline, it would be a war. So you see, the blatant hypocrisy. And of course, to be fair, I mean, I'm not going to hang all of that on Joe Biden. That's the way the American empire has been for a long time, before he got there as president. But again, he's part of the machinery to be in this position for 40 plus years. A guy who was, you know, again, Joe Biden gave the eulogy for a grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. So for everybody, all the black, all my black audience, that's out there, I mean, I know you don't think Joe Biden's a good guy. I know you can't. But just so you know, when Senator Robert Byrd died, Senator Robert Byrd was the most influential person in Joe Biden's political career. He's on the record saying that multiple times. He gave the eulogy at the guy's funeral. The guy was the grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. And Joe Biden has the audacity to say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Do you understand the lies that come out of this guy's mouth? It's staggering. I would be more, if I knew that I had given the eulogy, I would never say anything about black people ever. I'd be so afraid that somebody would dig up my eulogy from 40 years earlier and throw it in my face and go, you said this and you proclaim to be a savior to the black community. How can you square these two things? You can't, of course. But that's the sign of a pathological liar. You never worry about the lies you tell in the past. You move on. You're constantly on. You're constantly on to the next grift, the next lie, the next set of people that are going to discover you and think that you're great. And then after a little while, go, wait a second, this guy's a total bullshit artist. And then they drift off and disappear. And then you find a new set. This is what this is. He's a predator. Joe Biden is a predator. He's a sexual predator as well. So, you know, I mean, getting lectured by Joe Biden on what it is to be an American is hilarious to me. But what does it mean to take showers with your 12-year-old daughter, Joe? What does that mean? If you have questions about what kind of American I am, I have questions about what kind of man you are. Who showers with their 12-year-old daughter, you fucking pedophile? So I'm done. I'm not going to be nice to this guy. The humiliation ritual of Joe Biden getting on stage and shuffling across there, good. He deserves every bit of it. Don't for a second think that this is elder abuse or that they're being mean or throw in the white towel or Jill Biden is doing. He deserves all of this. If he drops dead on stage, he deserves it, right? You know, and he deserves to be humiliated. He's a reprehensible person. Who's done a ton of bad. Nice family you got there, Joe. Nice family. You ruined everybody in your family. Everybody in your family is fucked up because of you, Joe Biden. Every single one of them. They're all smoking crack or heavily sexualized, as Ashley Biden said she was. It's just, it's embarrassing. And the lies continue and they will continue until morale improves, right? We're going to show you Zelensky. He's going to come and address Congress wearing his green army shirt because he's definitely a general when he's not, you know, an actor playing piano with his dick just a few years earlier. I mean, if the general public can't understand that this is a huge show, I don't know what to tell you. They literally brought an actor out and made him the president of Ukraine. And then did Vogue magazine covers with him and his wife and pretending like he's operating from some bunker somewhere. I mean, what are we doing here? Zelensky is a cokehead who's most likely going to join his brothers Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi up in the clouds as American collaborators whose ending came sooner than they would like. We'll just put it that way. You know, Zelensky should know, as being an actor, the show's almost over. They're going to exit you stage right. And whatever happens to you, man, you deserve it too. For what you did to your country, for what you sold out your country, and all those kids in body bags that you created in Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky deserves to be hanged in the town square. And he probably will be by his own people at some point. Remember when the media told us that the protests were mostly peaceful? Do you remember that? Do you remember when Antifa is fine, but January 6th is an insurrection? Do you remember that? Even though Nancy Pelosi called off the dogs and had a film crew there, and AOC definitely said she was about to be murdered, even though she wasn't even in the same bill. You remember January 6th? Do you remember January 6th? A day that will, it was 10 Pearl Harbors all in one. Don't you guys miss that? We want you to believe that January 6th was an insurrection, but we want you to not believe your lying eyes with San Francisco and what's going on there and Los Angeles and Chicago and New York City and Philadelphia, all these cities falling apart. Don't look at that. That's not happening. Look at January 6th. What you see there is, you know, oh yeah, sure, the people were coming in the Capitol and going in between the stanchion lines and like following and picking up pamphlets and brochures. Sure, but they were secretly thinking about how they were going to overthrow the government, right? And if you don't believe that, then you're a Trumper, or you're a domestic terrorist, right? We're going to put you in prison forever for being a threat to our democracy. Joe Biden's a threat to our democracy. He's a threat to everybody. He's a threat to human life. And it's almost, let's talk about Biden's prosecution of his political rival. I mean, it's almost like we live in a banana republic or something. I mean, holy shit. The call went out to target Trump, and it became clear, you know, as soon as he was running, they said, let's get him before he can build up a campaign. How's that working out for you? How is taking Trump down by lawfare working out for the Democrats? So far, you tried the Mar-a-Lago raid, right? Where you tried to get the secret documents back. You tried the thing where you tried to get him for misvaluing Mar-a-Lago, and you were saying that it was like worth like $20 million or something like that. And it's like, I know a little bit about appraisals after 25 years in real estate, and I can tell you that their idea of trying to value Mar-a-Lago was comical. I think somebody said it best, like, oh, if that's the price, I'll take 10 of them. Yeah, of course, right, because you knew it's a $200 million property that they were saying, like, oh, it's really only worth $20 million, and you're like, it's comical. Again, don't believe your eyes. Don't look at a map of how big the property is, that it touches both the beach and the inland. It goes all the way through. It's one of the most desired properties in Palm Beach. And you're going to tell, okay, sure, whatever you say. We've got, and by the way, also the Mar-a-Lago raid. Remember, Jack Smith was trying to get all these, trying to get this case going. A little bit of a problem with it. Yeah, because I got busted planting evidence. Yeah, I know. I know everybody's really surprised. But that they were in such a hurry to get Donald Trump on all of these charges, and really there wasn't enough there, that they decided to plant things there. And the judge noticed it and said, get the fuck out of here with this stuff. Right, so crazy Jack Smith, future resident of Guantanamo Bay, if Donald Trump gets in office, I'll tell you that. What about the real estate bank loan puffing case in New York City that Letitia James, or as I like to call her, Grimace, and that weird Judge Orgeron guy who's busy flexing and sending shirtless pictures of himself to people. You remember when they awarded the case against him was. They found him guilty of bank loan puffing. It's a real estate term. It's pretending that your property is worth a little bit more than it's worth. That's the game that all real estate developers play. The banks know it. The banks play this game too. We're going to say our property is worth a whole lot more. The banks are going to say it's worth a whole lot less, and we're going to meet in the middle. That's the way it gets done. And Joe Biden's administration, because they can't beat Trump on policy or enthusiasm or human beings voting for him, they have to try other ways. And clearly the way that they thought to keep him from becoming the president again was to make sure that he was either broke or in prison, or hopefully both for them. And that's just not happening. The judgment against him for the New York case was $454.2 million. It was $354 million, but it's gone up with interest. He's never going to pay that. He's never going to pay that. You're never going to see that money. I tell you what, it's going to happen. Letitia James is going to get a tax audit every single year for the next 4 years. That you can take to the bank if she isn't put in handcuffs as well. Right. So, this is the thing. You do this to your political rivals to try and take them out of the race. Or try and kill him. Or whatever, right? You better put a wooden stake through Donald Trump's heart. You know what I mean? That dude comes back. Now, I don't know if this is part of the script that he's supposed to come back. He is, as Steve Poikonen will remind you, he is in the World Wrestling Federation's Hall of Fame. Okay, so he is good at playing this role. So it could be, but I am of the opinion that even though all that is true and that it could be fake, there is a real hatred towards Donald Trump by the left. And they fear that if he becomes the president again, this time around, he might actually do something for them. That's why they threw the kitchen sink at him. They threw even the crazy cat lady, E. Jean Carroll. Remember her? She was awarded $83.3 million in damages for defamation. Do you remember that? And then she said to Rachel Maddow with her lawyer sitting next to her, "Oh, Rachel, we're just going to go shopping. I'll buy you whatever you want." The lawyer's like, "No, please don't say that on television. Do not say that." So she's crazy. She's her cat is named Vagina. Did you know that? Did you know that E. Jean Carroll's named her cat Vagina? Did you know she went on Anderson Cooper and talked about rape and how hot it was? You can find the episode. OBDM uses a nice little soundbite from her saying, "You're interesting to talk to," when she's saying that to Anderson Cooper. She's totally mental. She's not in her right mind. They awarded her another $5 million for sustaining sexual abuse, even though she couldn't remember what year it happened. If you were sexually assaulted, you would remember the year. Unless, of course, you were full of shit. Which is what E. Jean Carroll is. She's full of shit. And the only reason why she won these cases is because she's trying them in New York when the word has been sent out, put Donald Trump in prison, bankrupt him, both. I mean, the idea that Donald Trump sexually assaulted her in the dressing room of Bergdorf Goodman when his hotel was directly across the street doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? You're going to, first of all, E. Jean Carroll, don't flatter yourself, right? This delusion that Donald Trump, it's like, "Oh, he raped me." He's like, Donald Trump is banging tens. You're an old lady who's crazy, right? I assure you, Donald Trump, it's a non-issue. We understand that. And you can hate Donald Trump and you can think he's a scumbag and he did say grab him by the pussy. And I bet he's done some crazy shit in his life. I bet he's done plenty of stuff that would rightly get him put in handcuffs and in a jail cell. But this ain't it. This just isn't it. There's also the Fulton County District Attorney trial. Again, when you're Joe Biden and your entire existence is built on lies and you can't win an election against the guy, you know you're going to get stomped. You have to try and hit him everywhere you can. And that's what happened in Fulton County with Fannie Willis and her unqualified boyfriend / lawyer, Nathan Wade. They couldn't have fucked this up anymore if they tried. I mean, they really screwed this up. You put a guy who's, first of all, unqualified. If that thing ever even got to like a courtroom, Nathan Wade was under a tremendous amount of pressure. He was completely unqualified. He'd never tried a case like this in his life. And you're going to do it against Donald Trump, who's going to go out and get 100 lawyers to back him up. Good luck. But again, if that is your plan and that's who you're going with, you better have your ducks in a row and make sure that, you know, that the prosecutor isn't actually banging the district attorney, which in this case was happening. So it's like, it just, bad at the grift on top of this. You just, I don't know. Moving on, we'll wrap up with this. We'll wrap up with Joe Biden's legacy of lies. One of the bigger ones being that he was going to restore dignity to the White House. How did that go? Because Donald Trump was such a, you know, restore dignity to the White House, like when the Clintons stole all the furniture? You mean that sort of dignity? Is that what we're talking about? Or, oh, you just don't like Melania's Christmas decorations, so you bring in your Alice Cooper lookalike wife and have her make everything, put a chick in it and make it gay, right? Did they restore dignity? Oh, I don't know. They brought in a guy to run the nuclear disposal department who, when he wasn't compulsively stealing luggage, was a pup handler, leather daddy, non-binary lunatic who dressed up like a woman, despite having the exact same haircut as me. How's that dignity coming? What about three separate luggage bus for this clown before they begrudgingly fired this pervert head case? He stole a suitcase. He just randomly steals suitcases at airports. He stole a woman's suitcase who happened to be a Nigerian designer. I believe she was Nigerian. She was African, I should, at least. I think it was Nigerian. She's a... real amazing dresses that she made that are sort of like, you know, from her collection. He stole the suitcase and then wore her dresses because he's a non-binary pup handling leather daddy. That's why. Who's in charge of nuclear disposal for the United States. How's that going? I mean, if that guy was in charge of, like, I don't know, sweeping the floors, it'd be one thing. I don't, I'm trying to, like, make sense of this. I'm trying to make sense of this while I have to remind you of Dr. Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health. Yeah, you read that right. Assistant Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine. Health, you say? That's a man dressed as a woman who's going to lecture me on health. That's the Biden administration's assistant secretary for health. Was the fat central banker unavailable? The guy at the BIS?
Oh, God.
If any chance I get to work Augustus Carlson into any episode, it's a good day, right? When you go look at that guy, go look him up. The head of the Bank for International Settlements. If central banking were a person, it would be him, right? So we've got Dr. Rachel Levine, who's going to tell you about, what it means to be in the Navy and also, you know, healthy, I guess. We have, what about the young intern in the Biden administration? What about the intern that got caught in Congress getting fucked by another guy and videotaped it? Do you remember that? Are we bringing dignity back to the White House that way? One gay porn tape at a time? That's an interesting strategy, Cotton. Don't know if I'm going to go with you on that one. What about Karine Jean-Pierre? The diversity hire, box ticker, box muncher, imposter who is so bad at her job that the only option she'll either have after this is working at MSNBC or sweeping up the parking lot at Arby's. But I'm supposed to believe what she says as the press secretary. She's got a magic binder and an empty head. I wonder if that binder's filled with women. She's got Mitt Romney's binders filled with women. Ah, I knew she liked those binders for a reason. Again, imposter syndrome. You should have it. You are an imposter. You are LARPing as a press secretary. Everybody's laughing at you. Nobody trusts you. You're bad at your job. You don't know what you're talking about. A perfect, you know, I mean, it really is kind of like, you know, it just sums up the Biden administration. She's going to come out with her notebook and she's going to lie to your face for however long the press conference is. People are going to ask her questions. She's going to get defensive because she's dumb and she doesn't have the answers to it. And then she's going to say, you know, we need to make space for all of these people so that they can feel their feelings and be safe in their environment. And she's going to word salad us. And then she's going to get mad when the guy from Fox News asks her one too many questions. She's going to slam her binder and she's going to walk out and say the press conference is over. You know who does that? People that are unqualified at their job. But she's a diversity hire. That's why she's there. She wouldn't be, and you know why I know she's a diversity hire? Because when she was introduced, before they mentioned what her name was, they said that she is going to be the first Black lesbian press secretary, immigrant press secretary. If only she were handicapped physically. We know she's mentally handicapped. A diversity box checking dream right there. Qualified? Nah, she'll learn on the job. How's that going? How many times have they brought John Kirby out of the bullpen to fill in for her? And she's just too dumb to get it right. This is a big event. This is a big one. We can't send her out there. She'll fuck it up. Send John Kirby, that used carpet salesman of a guy that looks like he'd sell you. I mean, I hate these people. I really do. Because they are out there lying to us, filling our heads with misinformation and telling us that we're the crazy people for noticing it. I really despise these people. What about Pete Buttigieg? Another fantastic Biden diversity hire, a CIA asset through his work with consulting firm McKinsey and Company in Afghanistan. You remember that picture of CIA Pete sitting there in his fatigues with a map behind him of Afghanistan that had all the mineral deposits mapped out and color-coded? Did you see that? Gee, I wonder what we're doing in Afghanistan. Certainly not stealing $10 trillion worth of minerals out of there. I mean, that would be crazy if the CIA was doing that, but they would never do that except for the map behind Pete Buttigieg's head. Always on paternity leave. Never met a guy who's on paternity leave or vacation so much in my life. Never around when disaster strikes. Palestine, Ohio. Where were you for that? Where? The train derailment? Where were you? Baltimore Bridge? Where were you? Airport travel nightmares? Where? Where? Coming out and just, I mean, Boeing. The Boeing situation is a perfect encapsulation of the Biden administration, if you think about it. Rushing through, half-assing planes, watching them break down left, right, and center, denying that it's happening, blaming your parts supplier, blaming everybody else, not taking accountability for it, and then trying to buy off the press so they won't talk about you. Perfect encapsulation, Biden administration. Just nothing but lies. Looks good on the, you know, oh, look, there's Boeing. They're just, hey, they've been in business forever. How's Boeing doing? They're falling apart. You remember, you know, my favorite part of restoring dignity to the White House was this Easter when they had the transgenders that were there for the Easter egg hunt. And then the one took his top off and showed his tits to the camera. Do you remember that one? That's my favorite part about the restoring dignity to the White House. It's even higher up my list than what Jill Biden did with the Christmas decorations to try and get rid of Melania's input on it. God, but this is it. This is end of empire type stuff, right? This is what you get. Who could forget, you know, Hunter Biden leaving coke at the White House? You know, this is the end of the American empire. What they do from this point forward is important for us to watch, but you'll be able to look back on this time unless they are able to memory hole a lot of this stuff. And you will see that, the empire, that the Biden administration rigged this empire with detonators. And, throughout the last 3.5 years, man, I've seen nothing to make me feel comfortable that things are going to get turned around anytime soon. And God forbid Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States, and that empty head of hers is going to be filled with God knows what. The press conferences will be entertaining, but not in a good way. I don't know. Get your popcorn. It's about to get weird. If you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. The audiobook for The Octopus of Global Control is now available wherever audiobooks are sold. Go check that out. If you want to connect with me, the website, macroaggressions.io. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.